Does anyone remember the Old Testament telephone number? 593-5593. You have the first five books of the Bible, which are basic law, utterly foundational. The next nine book are pre-exile history books. This is the history of God's people before they went into the Babylonian captivities. Then you have three post-exile history books, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther, that answer the question, what happened in the history of God's people after the exile? Then we have the next five books, which refer to your inner life. Job dealing with, how do you cope with personal suffering and trial? The Psalms, how do you walk with God? Proverbs, how do you walk with your fellow man? Ecclesiastes, what if, as you look at life, you begin without God? And the Song of Solomon, how do you walk with your wife and the husband-wife relationship? And so those five books have to do with your inner life, your personal life. Then we begin to start over. We said 593, then we had a 5, and now we start over. 5, the next five books, beginning with Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, and Daniel. Now we have five major prophecy books. You had five major law books, and now you have five major prophecy books. Isaiah and Jeremiah are the two pre-exile prophets. And they tell you, it's coming, God is going to judge you, God is going to judge you. Then the little book of Lamentations, and people have wondered, these are called the major prophets, and Lamentations is what, 3 pages? Well, that's the hinge on which the whole thing turns, because the next two books, Ezekiel and Daniel, are post-exile prophecy books. So you have the five basic prophecy, then the next number is 9. Remember, we repeat it, 593, then 5, and then now 593. The next 9 are pre-exile prophet books. So these are the sermons of the men who lived during the time described in the 9 pre-exile history books. So if you want to understand the circumstances in which these men preached, you've got to read the pre-exile history books. Now remember how many post-exile history books we had? 3. And guess how many post-exile prophet books we have? 3. Again, we are hearing in these books the sermons preached by these people who went back to rebuild Jerusalem and the temple. So you understand the situation in which that preaching took place. So you have the whole Old Testament now, 593-5593. It's a telephone number, and you will know the theme of any book. So if someone says, well, what's Amos about? You think, oh, well, that's a pre-exile prophecy book warning them of judgment to come. Well, that's true for all 9, you say. Or someone says, what is 1 Kings about? Well, that's a pre-exile history book in which we have the history of God's people before they went into the exile, and it explains why God judged them and drove them out of the land. Well, that's true for all 9 of those.